Day Off by Storm Jameson. Dramatized for radio by Elaine Feinstein. With Brenda Bruce as Lena. London, 1933.
Not ready to wake up yet. It's no use now. I better get moving. Takes a minute to get myself going. And look at the veins in my leg this morning. Oh, good. Well, I don't care. Must get myself washed. And rest. That long glass I bought in Judd Street, now it's about time I hung that up. I'll have to borrow some nails and a hammer. Where's my chemise? There. Don't look so bad in this. Thinner. It's only my middle's thickened. Pity about my feet. Poor wrinkled yellow skin. Won't surprise me if the arches gave way altogether. What I need is a day off. If it's fine, I'll go to Richmond or something. 11 and 4 pence. Let's see, it's Thursday. Be all right if George comes on Saturday or sends the usual. If not... No use thinking about that. I'll get some stockings on. Makes you feel better. Suspenders too. Hold you up. Laddered as soon as you turn round, they are. No. I'll save them for Saturday. They'll show as my dressing gown opens.
Who's my luxurious little girl,
Ought to wear something at night. Corners of my mouth are all puckered. Whatever shall I put on today? Stale scent. What about that navy silk? I could freshen up the front with a damp towel. I should clean this whole room up a bit. Beds all crumpled, too many clothes about. I don't know, banana skins, used cups, dust everywhere. Shall I? No, I don't think so. I'll do it this evening when it's cool. I want to go out right away. I could do with a cup of tea.
Fine warm day, missus.
Happy tears.
No need to ask who you're talking to. Just look at her.
It's funny how they all swing along like that from the hips.
Slut.
Poor old girl, getting on a bit now. More than 40, I shouldn't wonder.
Tottenham Court Road, and a warm day. Oh, I like the heat. Makes you feel young. It'll be a fair scorcher by this afternoon. Now, what'll I have for breakfast? Pot of tea? 2 poached eggs? Kidneys. Rich brown kidneys. Thin trickle of red gravy. I can just taste it. Charing Cross Road.
I don't know. Whatever do people want so many boots for? Music, yes, that's different. I like a song. All right. Rude old biddies. No law against singing, is there? Ah, now, here's a shop. Nice satin dress. It'd need letting out, though. I'll ask George. Unless there's a letter. Mustn't think about George. Lord, I'm not old yet. I'll go in the corner, ask, and have a bite. Look at that waiter. Just standing about. Here.
Bring me a grilled kidney and bacon, please.
No kidneys this morning, madam.
It says kidneys, look.
I'm sorry, they're not arrived yet, madam.
Well, bring me some bacon, then, with a roll and butter and a cup of tea.
On its way.
Postman should be round by now, but I won't think about it. Look, that woman's a school teacher. What's she doing in here? Out of work, I should think. Not like me. I'm safe. Safe enough, anyway. Mind if I could manage a new coat?
There you go, madam.
Something loose, silky. Biscuit, I should think. That bugger hasn't given me a spoon.
Here, do you want me to use my fork?
No respect for anyone these days. Oh, God. Look over there. That fair young boy, look at his grin. He's the image. The image of my first. Huh. Gives you a turn, doesn't it? Even though... Erdy died in the war. Of course, like the best of them. Not much left of someone 15 years in the earth. Mustn't think of it. What else? Well, the coat. Better be a cloth coat, hasn't it? June now, but September will be on us in no time, and then...
Can I get you anything more?
When I want something, I'll tell you.
Left the bill quick enough. Let's see. Might as well go. No use staying. No use doing anything, really. I could go back and see if there's a letter, couldn't I? No. Better not. Bad luck. And I'd only feel worse if there's nothing. Didn't I say I'd go off to Richmond? I've always been respectable. Not one man here, another there, like a common woman. Kept myself to myself, I have. Many a time when there was no chance of being found out, I could have cheated. I remember. I could. But I didn't. And I didn't boast about it either. Well, you can never tell with men. George. 5 years ago. And once a week to begin with. Usually on Saturday.
As far as I know, this is your right.
May
one.
I? What?
What's the smell of onions?
They said there were jobs.
Wait till we get
Gunnersbury, Motorworks.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. You have to keep hoping, don't you?
It's all right for men.
What sort of work?
George, he knows he can trust me. Maybe that's the trouble. Now then, worrying over nothing, I am. It's not been long. 3 weeks, wasn't it? But when did he begin acting funny? Time before that? Yes. He was sitting on the bed while I was putting on my dress, just sitting there, watching me. I asked him to do up my hoops at the back and he never said a word. Just did it. And never a friendly smack either. That's when I felt the first cold shiver.
What's the matter with you today?
Nothing. I was just thinking, well, let's go out.
That's right. Look cheerful then.
Whole house smells of dust and females.
What a thing to say. Rotten. Last week was all right, though, wasn't it? I mean, afterwards, joking and pinching my thigh. No, it wasn't. He didn't even come back with me, made an excuse. Went off up Tottenham Court Road on his own, and since then, nothing. Not a sign. Lord, if he doesn't come on Saturday, all right. I'm done for. I'm 46. I'm 46.
My God, where are we? I bet I've missed my stop.
This is Turnham Green.
Some days you get caught up in yourself, don't you?
It's all your fault, George. All of it. You thought I belonged to that room. To the faded wallpaper, the cracks in the ceiling, the smell of rotten wood. Well, I've been too soft. You know? I've been a fool. Men don't appreciate that. I've mended their clothes. Saved money for them, and what's the gratitude you get for it? Well, just think for what you can while you can. Some women would have skinned them all properly. But a bit by. They deserve to be skinned. Men do. The way they treat us. Married or unmarried, it's all the same. If there's a meaner creature on God's earth than a man, I've never met it. Ah. Here we are. New gardens and a long way from home. Don't know why I came out here, really. Funny thing, the country. You need people with you. Today, I don't know, I feel all alone. That's what it is. Alone. In Kew Gardens. Not much fun. And I bet there's a letter all this time lying on the mat. I should be here with George. Why am I being so unfair to George? I remember now how sweet he was when we first met. I was working in that hot, drafty shop at the glove counter. There I was, my feet, throbbing and throbbing, as if knives were sticking into them. I only have to remember that, and I'm ready to forgive him anything. I was ready to crawl home on my hands and knees.
There's a gentleman over there, looking at you.
Where?
Oh.
I'm looking for some gloves.
Are you? Well, the ones in this box are all slightly marked. See?
I don't know about gloves.
Exactly what is it you want? Not used to this, I can tell. Are you? Kid or suede? Brown?
I don't know.
See? Here's a pair, hardly touched. Just one yellow stain.
I'd rather you choose something for me.
Would you now? Then you'll have to tell me your size.
I'm sorry, you must think me quite hopeless. But I don't know that either.
Hold your hand out. Well, double up your fingers. Now, try these. Do the fingers go right the way up?
Like to see?
Like to show me? How's that?
That's just right. What time do you get off tonight?
Why? About 7. See, we have to stay back an hour to clear the shop.
Not before. Then where shall I meet you?
Just by the tube, all right?
All right.
Well, I had to go down the lavatory at the station and soak my feet, didn't I? They were twice the size they should be. It was lucky I had some new stockings on me. There he is, waiting. Hope I suit.
We won't go far, not in this.
What a lark!
You're laughing. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. It's lovely here, though, isn't it?
Yes. If you're happy here, it is.
Well, I hope you aren't unhappy. Don't have to be, I'm sure.
Who told you that?
Go on. Men can always have a good time.
Careful. He's not ready yet. He wants a bit of pity first. Honestly, they're all alike, soft as butter, if they're respectable. They're lies, old as the hills. In a minute, he'll be saying, I get these terrible moods. And my wife...
My wife's left me.
Go on, you don't say.
That must be terrible for you.
Bring us 2 more guineas.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it's more than a month since you went, but somehow I just can't get used to it.
You must be lonely, of course.
You can't imagine how lonely I am. Always was. Isn't that a strange thing? You know, I said that once to my wife, but she didn't understand. Thought it was an insult. I was only telling the bare truth. And one day she just... walked out of the house. For good.
Not a word.
No explanation. Why, I said. Just tell me that. But she never did. Just said she was tired. That was all. Tired.
Yes. Well, he's a bit over 40 himself. Well covered. But he wears good clothes. Easy with money, I should think. That's a gold pin he's wearing. Poor old girl, though. I bet she was tired.
She couldn't laugh.
How do you mean?
Just like that. She didn't know how.
Well, there's always something. Was she... I mean, did she never enjoy things? You know.
She hadn't any interest, as far as I can remember. Always the same. She didn't respond. Simple as that. No interest in me, really.
Go on. Any woman would be interested in you.
Here you are, sir. 2 guineases.
Thanks. Not married yourself, I see. Always earned your own living?
Long before. I had a friend, but I've been working in that shop 8 months. And let me tell you, the miserable pay, long hours, fines...
Yes, I'm sure it's been horrible. But your friend... Did he die or what?
Well, yes, he died. We were going to be married, of course, otherwise...
And now you're alone. Yes. That must be hard for a woman like you. I can see you've got temperament. I can always tell when a woman's got temperament.
I don't know about that. But I can laugh at myself. I learned. You're all right if you can laugh. I learned that. And you're not dead till you die.
Listen, I'm a domestic man. I like to feel I've got a home and someone waiting, even if I can't be there often.
Yes, George.
If I don't pay this off, I might as well give up.
Would £2 a week mean anything to you?
London felt grand, coming out then. I wanted to sing and shout. In the cab, he put his hat on the back of my neck and looked sheepish. And I put a hand on his arm, thinking, I'll get some stuff for the new curtains now. And perhaps a good rug. Second hand.
Here's luck then, George. Oh, I'll light the gas.
No. No, let me do that.
And now I'm here, all by myself, in Kew Gardens. Well, you can't have everything, can you? Hasn't been a bad 5 years. Goodness. You have to be a child to believe things last. Now, I could go down to the river, long way though, and the grass is like a quilt. If I can find a place not too far from the road in the shade. Well, there, under the hawthorn. Oh. That scent reminds me of something good. Can't remember what. I'm too sleepy. So I'll take off my hat and my shoes. Oh, that's lovely. Better put my purse in my blouse, though. I'm not old yet. I'm not really start. I'm back in Mother's kitchen. Back. Back. Funny. Drifting off, you go where it takes you. I'd like to dream of... Oh. Being small. In a pony and trap. Mother being kind. She was kind. Sometimes.
Mother, you must keep me. I'll do everything you tell me. Work for you. I'll wash up. I'll do the step. Only don't send me away. Why don't you answer me, Mum? Don't you care? Don't you care what happens to me? Oh, the cold. If you lift the covers, it wells right over you. Mom, I can't see. Oh, I'll have to light a candle. Oh, I better go downstairs and rake up the fire. Mum!
Oh, you did give me a start, Lena.
I brought you a cup of tea.
Put it on the dresser. Now, don't be late, girl.
It's dark outside and cold. It's icy. But it's all right. I'm going, Mother. Bye-bye, Mum.
No. I don't want to think of that. I don't want to remember the mill. Where am I now? Ah, this grass. Where? Of course. Kew Gardens. Dreaming of.
Ha ha ha. basket.
Here? Why do you pick on
here? Oh, you just keep looking for perfect places.
Why don't you at least get down to the water? There's someone lying here already.
Well, she's asleep, isn't she?
Oh, is she all right? Her face is all purple and puffy.
And her mouth open.
Yes, of course. She's just asleep. She's not a pretty sight.
Oh, all right. What do you say? Let's go a bit farther?
Yes.
Come on.
Mind the little...
Right.
Dear Lord, that's a noise. Whatever are they bringing in? Where am I?
Did she say the kitchen?
Do you mean me, Mum?
Where is she?
Hey, what is it? What are you carrying? It's a coffin.
Here we are, Mrs.
Now then, little girl, you run in by the fire till I tell you.
Oh, Mum.
That'll do fine. Fine as ever can be.
Ah, well, we'll be off then, Mrs.
Right.
Did you hear from your sister Ada often?
I didn't.
Oh, she was maybe ashamed.
Oh, I don't think so. If she'd wanted anything, she would have sent. She minded no one in Staveley. Not Ada.
No. Don't take me up wrong. Ada and me were good friends. I haven't forgotten her. When our will come in yesterday and said a friend of yours has died, Ada Martin, you could have knocked me down.
It was a shock.
How did you hear?
She sent a letter. Told me she was very bad. Dying. And would I let her be buried from my house?
Oh, it must have cost a pretty penny.
She left the money for it.
Oh, was he good to her, do you think?
Oh, it's no use asking me. When Ada went off, she kept her mouth shut. And she kept it tight shut right to the end.
Oh.
But if you want to know what I think it's much the same life for a woman, whatever she does. She has to eat humble pie. Either her husband or whoever else, it's all the same. Nobody asks her what she wants or when. No more than if she wants to have children. I dare say Ada was no worse off than if she'd been married, and no better. There are bad days and good, and what else? If you ask me... Have you finished your tea, child?
Is there any more?
Reach me your cup, and then run off.
Oh, poor Ada.
Oh, I'm dreaming this, aren't I?
Thank heaven I'm not beholden to a soul.
Can't get her out of my soul, poor mother. Had a hard life, I know, but not much kindness in her, not for me. Never knew me dad. Not properly. Sailor he was and not much home.
See what he's left me with, Ada. The mean fool. He's been here less than a week. Off and gone. But what he's done stays.
You should make him leave you alone.
Him?
Well, the baby, I suppose. Such a nuisance and misfortune it felt.
I've never been beholden to anyone.
Stop saying that. Oh, Lord. Did I shout that out loud? That old fella staring at me over the grass. No way to carry on, public garden. I know. All right, I've been beholden, it's true. That's why I have this rotten life. And now what? I'm finished. Like Aunt Ada. What have I got? A dress. A few pairs of shoes. And when they're done, I could go naked and starve in the streets like a dog. What did I do that made me into this?
You could always have been a servant. You know, servants are always wanted. Housekeeper of a gentleman. Look, wanted. Strong domestic help.
I'd have to give up my room. And then, how would George find me?
George.
Well, I suppose I could go in daily. But they still feed me. I'd need a letter or something. Sober, honest, reliable, that sort of thing.
You'd need a testimonial.
Write it myself. Who knows? Maybe. I'll find a nice old gentleman, manage his house. I could still be a good wife to some man.
Men don't marry women like you.
No. They haven't the gumption. A woman like me can see right through them. They don't like that. See right through to their dirty bones.
It's no use thinking about it. No use. Why don't you do some work?
I worked all right. Young. I worked. Down the mill, all weathers.
It's like a skating rink.
Hey, oh. We need is socks. Look, put them over your shoes like this. Oh, 6 o'clock. Don't get any kind of break now, too late.
What then?
You can put a hot drink down. I'll show you.
Straight in one end and out the other.
You what? If that one let have been waiting, she won't be laying off next month.
Oh, let the poor lass speak.
Hey, did I say she was the worst for it? If anyone tells you so, she's a liar and don't believe them. Nothing mean about Kate. You're right, girl. Is that you want telling? Ask me right off.
Listen, I think it's the excitement. Could you tell me, where's the...
You know, oh, hey, now, don't give yourself airs. Well, I said ask. Go downstairs along the passage and turn to your left. You better look sharp, though.
Oh, hurry, fast as I can.
You've been in there 4.5 minutes. I was timing you. Oh, you and all. Well, I'm up to all those tricks, see?
Tricks?
Don't do it again, all right?
Thought you did it. Listen, let me give you a tip. Watch me. You'll have to kill yourself if you move your arm right up every time like that. You know those buggers. No use killing yourself for them. Who you got back home?
Oh, there's me mum and the kids.
I'm back.
Did you get on all right?
Of course. It's as easy as touch me. You only have to look sharp, that's all.
It's maybe a long day. Here, get your dinner from the side of the stove, seeing you're a real wage earner now.
Right. Here, Kate! What does it mean? You know what it says on the walls.
Oh, you don't know nothing, do you? How's that come round here?
Oh, please, don't make fun of me. You're just looking.
You'll find out soon enough anyway. What about that boy hangs around waiting? He'll teach you soon enough.
Which one's that?
Go on, I've seen you. Going red to your ears. You know well enough who I mean. When we were playing up Jenkins, I saw him. Holding your hands over the buttons.
Oh, he never, you're making it up.
See? Now you're red. Nothing in that. You won't know till you've tried, will she, girl?
But he seems very obliging and pleasant, that's all.
Oh, listen to her. She's gone on him, isn't she? Now, don't worry, we'll not get in your way.
But what's going to happen?
Oh, he'll take his cap off to you, I shouldn't wonder, and talk to you a bit. First.
Hello.
Oh.
I hoped you might remember me. We played that game sitting next to each other.
Oh.
Can I take you for a walk?
Where to?
It's a warm evening. We could go by the canal.
Good night, girl. Good on you.
Oh. Good night, Kate.
Will you come?
Do you mean to King Arthur's Seat?
You've been before then.
Oh, never. I promise. I don't even know what there's such a joke about it.
It's not a joke. a story, that's all. No girl that sits on that hill rock ever dies an old maid.
Well, that sounds a lucky hill.
I'll show you. We'll sit there together.
What do you do here? You talk different.
Nothing grand. A clerk in a counting house. Still, my uncle has a big house in London. He had luck. He's always saying London's the right place for a man like me. Should you like to live in London?
No, I don't know. Are we going to sit down soon?
Let's leave the path and go in the wood. Oh. Yeah. Let me.
Yes?
I just want to undo the buttons of your blouse. Like this. I want to be closer to you.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I should like to touch you nearer.
Oh. Oh. I suppose this means we'll get married then.
What? There. There now.
You look down in the mouth. What is it?
Oh, Kate. He's gone. He just disappeared. I wondered when he said there wasn't any hurry about getting married.
You poor soft kid.
I might have guessed. But I even went to look for him at home, at his parents' house, just to ask for his address. But they sent me off.
Don't you mind, then. Listen, my girl, don't expect pity. I've learnt to manage without, don't want it. I'm not down by anything now, I've learned. You can put up with anything.
There must have been a lesson in it, some kind of lesson. It can't be meaningless. Nothing, if I live to be 100, will ever feel worse. And now, look what this grass has done to my dress. I better get going. Ah, always keeping on. What's that noise? Turned out my drawer last week. In a hurry. And all the whole lot spilled on the floor. Untidy. Crumpled. Couldn't tell one thing from another. It was like all my days lying there. What a fool, I thought. I'd have done something with myself. I could have taken a course. Bookkeeping.
Oh, quick, wind it up again.
Can't I just lie here a bit? It's so hot.
Oh, look. He's lumbering towards us now.
It's the woman we passed back there. She still looks half asleep, doesn't she?
Oh. That's
I do
good.
Believe he's trying to die.
I love music.
Oh!
Look at that. She's tripped. Oh. I say, bad luck. Let me help you.
I'm all right.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Here. What do you mean, you lot? Planting yourselves all over the grass. Body can't help falling over you.
But you didn't.
Oh, don't take any notice of her.
Well, you're a nice one. No mistake. Here I am, knocked down, which her ladyship cares. Did you say no notice? Of me, you dressed up young monkeys. Let me tell you just what I think of you and all your kind. I know a thing or two about what goes on in your houses and out of them too, you rotten buggers.
Darling, I think you must turn the music up louder. We don't want to hear all that.
Mm.
Rotten.
Look, I think you really had better clear off now.
When I'm ready. When I'm good and ready.
So boring.
I should have had a cup of tea. Damn slope. It's all right when you're fit traipsing along like this. I remember, God, when I was ill last winter, I couldn't even get downstairs. It's all right for men. No matter who they are, there's always someone to fill a hot water bottle and make a cup of tea for them. Women have to learn better. Imagine being old. You could lie in bed waiting for a bowl of hot milk,
Thank heaven I'm not beholden to a soul.
Why? What did I do wrong? Is it a crime to want kindness? I've worked. God knows I have. What about that bed and breakfast in Euston Road? 5 years, that was, Mother. Well, at least I got myself to London, but not much did I see of it. Only buses rocking up and down in the street, and me half afraid to go out as though I was walking into the sea. Until I met Ernst. Of course, I knew he had a wife in Hamburg, but he was sweet to me. Changed his hours so we could be on the same night. Oh, I'd love a cup of tea. I'll walk on, see if there's a cafe.
I left my wife in Hamburg. I never want to see her again. I send her part of my wages, that's fair.
What did you marry her for, if you feel like that?
Oh, you're still a child.
Oh, I don't know how I stick it here. Sheets, hot water cans, all those stairs. Oh, Ernst, you are good to me. Here, listen. The two new ones, the Germans.
Yeah?
They gave me such a funny turn. I went cold all over.
Aye. When I saw them, he had his arm around her.
Yes, he couldn't even take it away to unlock the door.
So, what are you thinking, eh?
Well, they called me after that, and I looked round the room,
yeah?
And they hadn't even unpacked. Everything was in its place, you know. It was too tidy. Nothing on the new red tablecloth. And he asked me, will this fire light?
So?
Well, I bent down and I said, certainly, I'll light it for you, sir. And then she came over to me and spoke. And I tell you, it was odd.
Thank you, my dear. Has the wood caught?
Oh, don't kneel down. You'll soil yourself, madam.
Has it? Good. What's still there?
Well, you're looking over the gardens, madam.
Do they belong to the hotel?
No, madam. They come in then from the streets. They say a great many Jews walk there.
Why shouldn't they? Well, pity it's so dark. I can't see anything but the reflection of the room. Are there trees and grass?
Yes, madam.
Wait a minute.
And then she gave me 2 half-crowns.
They were happy, that's why.
Who knows? That was yesterday, eh?
What's happening? Why is he knocking like
what
that?
Is it?
Asleep?
Oh,
you
come and help.
Yeah,
what is it, Ernst?
What I knew, really. I knew they were dead. And it upset me. I don't know quite why, but it made me giddy. I knew somehow I should never be safe again. And when Ernst asked me for the 100th time that night to go and live with him, well, it was all part of the same disaster. Like now. And George. And always being frightened.
Well, Kathy, you'll be downright hard work.
Oh, here you have also hard work. Come with me.
Well, what's it like, your cafe? I mean, where we sleep?
Behind the kitchen is 2 rooms.
Oh, dark, I dare say.
Yeah. No, but what are you sniffling for?
Oh, I don't know. Except I can't remember. Was her hair dark or fair?
Whose hair is it, Mrs. Schlegel? I don't know. Does it matter? Will you come with me, please?
Righto.
My feet. What do they know? Birds flying around like that. Ernst was kind enough to me, though. And he worked hard. Second-hand furniture from Wardour Street, ugly chairs and a bedstand with green hangings. Of course, I wore a ring and called myself Mrs. Gruner. Even if every month the sum of money went off to his wife in Hamburg, I was his real wife, wouldn't I? I worked beside him. And I only once yelled out, Why should I slave away like this for another bitch to spend? Well, we were young enough all those years ago. The sun was warmer then. The people were different. It's true, they were. It was before the war, though, we didn't know. What was coming, I mean. Even when we started to read about it in the newspaper, I didn't understand.
Here, tell me one thing. What happens if you're still a German and there's a war? Do you know?
I'm still a German.
A man was rude to you, wasn't he? And you were silent all day.
Yeah. A customer.
You went red. Why did you apologise?
That was the end, really. The day after that, he began to pack everything.
What are you up to?
I must get away.
You're leaving me?
Don't you know what's happening?
No, I don't, Ernst. Look, you can't leave me, Ernst. Oh, please. What can I do? Oh, listen to me. Listen. I have to know where you're going and what am I to do?
Want the customers? The cafe? Do as you damn well, please. What do you want, eh? I should stay here with the police.
The police?
Yeah. If I don't go now, I'll be caught and held. I am an enemy.
I suppose you are. It's funny, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, let me help you with the parcel. There. Oh, you still haven't said what's to become of me.
I see very well what will become of you. You will get up later every morning.
Oh,
yeah, and the customers will complain. First, they will complain, and then they will not come. Because this business comes from my work, my brain, my heart. All spoiled. All ended. All because this miserable, fat, soft country is afraid of Germans. Do you hear? England is a fat, soft, rotten country. And so are you. Soft and rotten.
Well, you insulting bugger. You got me to come here and I've done my best. I've slaved away. 4 years it's been. And now you say all this.
Oh, God. You don't understand anything.
Sit down for a bit. There. I'll take off your jacket and shoes. Oh, don't cry. Poor love. Lying. Here, come to bed. You feel better in bed.
Well, that's how it was. But he'd slipped away before I woke up, or nearly, though I think maybe I wished him luck and goodbye. I did try and carry on for a few days. I had a man and his wife there up, but they were dirty. And when they found out I had a German name, they didn't turn up the next day. I'll never forget. Giving up, packing, wondering if there'd ever be another word from him. And now here I am in Kew Gardens waiting for some other letter. It's always the same. Except today I feel strange, heavy. And the light dazzles me. Endings are all vile, cruel, when I think of them all. Then look at the trees, the clouds, everything. It all goes still as stone. It's like something inside me has broken. No way back. Not to the young woman who comforted poor Ernst. And I can't even remember his face now. It's like the colour of that dead woman's hair. Forgetting is terrible. Makes you feel nothing. I worked, cried, made plans, got up morning after morning in the dark, scrubbed shelves, and what's left? Huh? Never a day without fear. Finding myself without money. Or a home. Hold on. Don't keep a good girl down, I say. Only my mouth is so dry. Here. Let's have a look at myself. Oh, Lord. It's a cruel light. No use tucking in the grey hairs or putting any more greasy red on my mouth. I'm broken now. Broken for life. Look, there's a fine gentleman. I wonder, could you tell me the time, please?
It's about 2 o'clock, my good woman.
Snooty old man. It's late. My feet hurt. Oh, this is a long walk. Longer than I remember from last time I was here. When was it? Oh, I wish I was back home. There'll be George's letter on the map by now. And what am I doing all the way out here? Well, I can't go on much longer without a glass of something. I ought to write to George myself. Dear George, I'll say, someday you will regret the loss of a woman's love. No, that's not right. What I ought to put is you. You've done me down proper. I haven't a bean. What are you going to do about it? I remember now. There's a shop at the bottom of this road. If I can get that far, I'm going to have a cup of good, strong tea. Oh, Christ, my feet. But there's nowhere near that. And I remember they have maids of honour. I always like those cakes. God, it's a long way, though. Here, miss. I want a pot of tea and 2 maids of honour and look sharp about it.
Well, I'm sorry, there aren't any maids of honour left.
What, none? And I came all this way.
Oh, sorry, madam, they've all gone.
Oh, poor young woman.
Eh?
You mustn't look so upset. I have 2 here I don't want. Look, do have them.
Oh, obliged, I'm sure. Maybe I'll just have one.
All the pleasure is mine. Please forgive me if I look a little vague. You see, I am very short-sighted, and I can only just make out your face without my glasses, my dear.
You must have put them down. I do things like that.
Yes.
Here they are, behind the milk jug.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Ah, now you have finished your maid of honour. You must have the other. Oh, haven't they brought your tea yet?
No. I could do with it too. Lazy. That's what these English girls are. Stranger here, are you?
Not exactly a stranger. But I was German until I married. And then I became an Englishwoman.
Well, that beats everything. Do you know? My husband, Mr. Gruner, he was German. Very wealthy businessman, he was. Owned hotels. But he died not long ago, and oh. I'm just resting now. Haven't the heart to travel. Or anything.
Well, isn't that strange? I felt certain you were unusual. I felt it as soon as you came into the room. Do you know, my dear, something always happens to me when I come out alone. I live with my sister-in-law and her girls. And when my husband was killed and my money stopped coming from Berlin, I stayed on. All through the war, they watched me. Have you ever been watched? It is terrible to be watched. When the German aeroplanes came over, they said, surely she won't signal to them to drop bombs on the street she's living in, as if I wasn't to be trusted. And my own baby boy already buried in an English churchyard. Oh, dear, I could cry. I know you won't mind my saying this, but I knew the first minute you sat down we were going to be friends.
I understand everything. My husband was going to take me to Germany if he'd lived. I haven't met his relations yet.
Oh, forgive me asking. Did he leave you any money?
Of course he did.
Then take my tip. Keep away from his relatives. You'll find they've lost all their own in the troubles. Even here, what little I have left is taken away from me every day by my sister-in-law. It's not the money, you see, but she's just waiting for me to die.
Is she potty? Or what? Showing me all that money in her purse.
I've got to go now.
Oh, but we were just getting to know each other, and I was so happy.
You see, for the first time since the end of the war, I have a little money of my own. The check this month was for £8 more, and I didn't tell my sister-in-law, just handed over the usual amount. And now I can buy myself some little things without asking her. Stockings. She always says, why do you want stockings? I've done up an old pair of Elsa's. Oh, my dear, just to think of putting on new stockings again. I came here to plan it all, and you've given me so much pleasure. Let me pay for your tea.
Soft, that's what she is. Maybe I could touch it for a bob or two.
If you want, I'll just go and find the ladies' toilet.
Look at my face. It must be the glass. I don't look as bad as that, all hot and creased up. Bad glass always makes you look old. I'll just wet my eyebrows and comb my hair a bit. Oh, Lord, here comes that crack-bottle girl again. Can't see where she's going either. Silly cow. She's just thrown her handbag onto the chair. Cow. It's just by my elbow. Just. I'll have it. Why not? I'll have it. Make a run for it. £33. You take me right to Piccadilly. I've got it. Wait a bit. Is that... No. I can't see her. She's probably not yet fumbled out. My heart's banging away. I've never stolen before. Bits of soap, yes, lumps of sugar, not the same. Lord, I'll have to open it. Have a look. Make sure the money's there. Notes and silver. Oh, makes me shake all over. I'm sweating, terrified, that's what I am. And something else. I don't know. I needed the money. More than she did, with her room and someone to look after her. And she wasn't English, was she? There was something funny about her. They should put all of them out. I would have. I read that in the Daily Mail once. So I've only served her right taking the money. I've got enough now. For 3, maybe 4 weeks, and after that I can sell the handbag. Let's see what else there is in it. Here. Oh, just a card. Says, with love, 1909. Husband gave it to her, I suppose. Better tear that up for a start. It makes me angry. Men in their bally presents have no patience. There. Piccadilly Circus I'll hop off and get down the underground. Nothing to worry about. I'll just get rid of that letter and put the money in my own bag. Gerrard Street, that feels a bit better. Wait a bit. Who's that? Waving at me across the road. What a show she's making of herself, like a windmill. Ah, Lily! That's who it is. Smooth young face she has. Hello. You're starting early.
First come, first served. Look at you, though. Your shoes want a dusting. Where you been, then?
Kew Gardens. Silly. I oughtn't to have told her. Suppose they advertise stolen in Kew.
Whatever for? Oh, keep it yourself if you want.
I was joking. I've been to Brixton to see a friend.
Yeah, who's crossed you in love? You need to buck up a bit, my girl. You're letting yourself go. That fella of yours dropped off, and Lee, someone said.
Much they know. He's coming on Saturday. As it happens, I've had a letter from him.
Oh, you better smarten yourself up, then. Tell you what, come round tomorrow. I'll lend you a dress.
Oh, you can give it back.
I tell you, I can't bear the sight of you in that. It's going under the arms.
What if it is?
You've had it since a year, Dot.
I don't want your lendings.
Oh, why be so proud? We all come to it. You're older than you were, and it shows. Use a bit of common sense. Now, what you've got to do is marry someone before you're past it. Find some bloke. Hold him off a bit at first. I know what I'm talking about.
You do, do you?
Well, I've helped you out before, haven't I?
I've had worries. George has been laid up in, what do you call it, Stockport.
Oh.
But he's written and sent the money.
Bless him. Yeah? Listen, you can rely on some men as long as they want you. After that, God help you. An old woman's better dead unless she has some money. Even then she can be sure there's at least one person wants to see her out the way.
I'm all right. I've got resources.
Where'd you get that bag? Gold, isn't it? The clasp?
A friend gave it me. He was killed in the war. Poor fella.
Oh.
The evening he went off, we had supper at Scott's and I've kept it all this time. I'm always like that. Can't bear to let anything go.
Give you 10 shillings for it.
No fear. It's worth a lot more than that. It's solid gold, like you said, the clasp.
Silly bitch. Take it anywhere you fancy. You'll not get any more.
Ah, then. Doesn't let her get me down. I've got money in my pocket. She doesn't know that. All the same, it's one thing to be feeling old, another being spoken to like that. What'll I do? I could go and see a show. Saw that Retford woman the other day, cheered me up. Now she must be as old as I am. Mind you, if I could kick my legs like her, I wouldn't be here. I could do with a bite. I might try the open all-night place. You never know your luck.
What, oh?
Expecting anyone. Mind if I sit here?
Sit where you like.
Can I help you?
Can you bring me a grilled chop? And let me see. Can I have a drink?
Up till midnight.
Double whiskey, then, and look sharp, will you? You having something?
I've had all I want, thanks.
In trouble. Like I was this morning.
Can you lend me 0.5 crown?
Why ever should I?
I haven't a penny.
What makes you think that I've got any to lend?
You never know. Might break the luck.
There you go, madam.
Like giving money to a beggar. And then, when I get back, there'll be a letter. Maybe I will. Not 0.5 crown, though.
Don't you remember me?
Just about. What's up?
I told you.
Where's your Alfred, then?
Gone. Didn't you hear?
I might have heard.
He went off a month Tuesday. With that Mrs. Booby. She was making up to him from the year we married. He just said, don't worry, you'll find something. Do you know, I've tried every way, but you can't get anything. How can you? Times are too old.
They are that.
Can you lend me a shilling? I'll go in the river. I swear I will if I have to spend another night like last.
I might manage a few coppers.
Please. I must have enough for a bed. A shilling. I know you've got it. You look at the gravy stains on your plate. Listen. One day you'll be where I am, and you'll know what it feels like.
Don't you threaten me. I was going to give you something, like I said, but if you think, first go off. Ah, up it. If you don't, I'll complain to the management. Of all the brazen ways threatening me with what'll happen. How does she know? Looking at my plate like that, but I was just on the point, too, of giving her something. Not in that mood. I won't be ill-wished. There she goes. Out the door and serve her right. Put me off, though. Properly it has. Frightens you. That kind of thing. I'll take a cut up here. Just turn up Carlisle Street. Getting darker. I remember once I found a girl leaning up against the wall. It was just by this house. Looking ill she was. And I helped her into the house there. She was in a bad pain. Spasms of it. I let her in. And helped her upstairs and then lay her down on the bed. I thought she'd snuffed it. And there was a pound note folded under her stocking. It would have been the easiest thing in the world to take it out, but I didn't. Taking money off a dying woman felt like bad luck. Good. I'm sorry now. I didn't give that silly girl something. Well, I would have done too. If she hadn't tried to bully me. Nearly home. I don't know. Nothing makes sense. God knows I've never done nothing knowing it. Not to harm a person. I could have taken money from that stocking easy as anything. And I didn't. What a great soft fool I am. I could laugh at myself. Here we are. It's quiet. Quiet as death. There. That's the gas on. My God. There's a letter. Well, I won't open it yet, not for a bit. I'll just get ready for bed. There. Oh, it's good to get those off. That's better. She's writing all right. George. I wish I could just know. If it's to say he's coming on Friday, they shan't have life. It must be that. If he's not coming, why write? If that's it, I'll be offhand at first. And then I can joke. Where have you been? In jail. Would I better seem different somehow? What if it's to say... He's done with me. Oh, Lord. I'm ill. I'll have to open it. Now for it. 'For private reasons. He always said that.
I shan't be seeing you again. Oh, God. Enclose a pound. We'll send the same every Friday until... No claim, of course. Just generosity. And take this in the spirit of hope you with all friendly feelings. Friendly feelings. Generosity. Better lie down and whirling with it. Well, I can't give up. I've got to live, haven't I? I'd have known how it would turn out. All this time I've been waiting and wondering. Oh, God. It's over. This time last year we were in Ramsgate. I shan't ever forget it, not if I live to be 100. The heat and the dust and the sea like milk. All he said then to me. And the way he looked. It was like the canal at Staveley when I was young. I ought to have stopped up north. Not rushed off to London like a fool. Poor mother. Now she was hard. The day she scalded her arm, she didn't cry out for all the pain. Never called out. I'm not like that. But I'm not done for. I'm still alive. It's no use trying to guess the future. Ernst. Mother. I'm still beautiful.
In A Day Off by Storm Jameson, dramatized for radio by Elaine Feinstein, Lena was played by Brenda Bruce, and young Lena by Vicky Ireland. Lena's mother was played by Avril Clark, and her young love by David Haig. George was Ian Lindsay, Ernst, Adrian Egan, Lily, Gwen Cheryl. Woman at Tea Shop, Pauline Letts. Kate, Karen Drury. Mrs. Schlegel, Pippa Sparks. Mill Foreman, Brian Smith. And Young Man at Kew Gardens, Jamie Roberts. Other parts were played by members of the cast. A Day Off was directed by Caroline Raphael.